Thank you, Pete. Now, Pete, you have 10 minutes for your opening statement, and Jay, you would have 3 minutes as an opportunity to respond to that if you wish.
Thank you. An unregulated fishery by itself naturally leads to excess harvest capacity and results in overfishing. Compelling environmental and economic reasons lead us to want to limit fishing effort. Effort controls are the management tools that we employ as fisheries managers to try to do this. Some of these simple tools are gear restrictions, seasons, and area closures. However, at times, those tools are insufficient to do the job. And more complex tools are needed, such as dedicated access privileges. And these are things such as limited entry and IFQs. Now, the harvesters in the groundfish fishery have come to the council 3 years ago, and they asked the council to embark upon this process to develop an IFQ system, because as harvesters, we viewed it as the next logical step. We have transitioned in this fishery from an open access fishery with simple gear controls and no quota to a fishery with quotas, and then to trip limits, and then to limited entry, a dedicated access privilege program. And we still had too much capacity, and we entered into a buyback program to eliminate some of that capacity. Harvesters asked for the IFQ program because they saw it as a more effective management tool. We believe the benefits of an IFQ program include reduced bycatch and discards and an enhanced sense of stewardship. Additionally, they allow a more efficient harvesting of the quota and improve marketing of the catch. These all provide benefits to the coastal community and substantial benefits to the nation. Now, as we have moved forward through this process, a few fish processing companies have come forward asking to have quota shares issued to them. Let me state, it should not be a foregone conclusion that issuing harvesting shares to fish processors has any rational basis or makes any logical or moral sense. Quota shares have not been issued to fish processors anywhere in the world where a quota share system has been implemented. IFQs are a way for fishermen to deal with bycatch. Issuing shares to processors does nothing further for conservation. Processors have claimed the need for, quote, recognition because of the money they have invested. As I mentioned moments ago, this is a commercial venture, and everyone in this business has invested money, not just the processors. Fishermen have invested money, trucking companies have invested money, supermarkets have invested money, restaurants have invested money, everybody has invested money. And I think it's important to remember that the money that the processors have invested in processing was invested to process fish, not to harvest fish. The issue of investment has been made out to sound as if a huge amount of capital has been invested in fish processing and that it is now at risk. The amount of investment by any one processing company may be greater than the investment of any one fisherman. But I submit that the sum of the money invested by the harvesters for the purpose of harvesting fish is greater than the sum of the money invested by processors to process fish. These are commercial ventures, and there's always some risk involved. IFQs is not creating new risks. And in spite of the rhetoric about this investment, what the processors actually want is to eliminate potential new competition in the processing sector and have control over fishermen. Commercial fishermen are businessmen, and they sell their product to their customers. Fish processors are the customers of commercial fishermen. And everyone in business wants customers. And commercial fishermen are no different. Commercial fishermen have a limited amount of product to sell, and they wish to have the customers that may compete in a marketplace for this product. Issuing shares to processors guarantees certain customers will have the product. There is no reason to guarantee that customers in the past should be customers into the future. This would eliminate competition, and this would be anti-competitive and restrain trade. We believe an IFQ is a continuation of the evolution of the trip limit management that we've had for many years. Trip limits for processors would make no sense. Another alternative in the package is permit stacking. And it's in there because it mimics an IFQ program. And it doesn't include issuing shares to processors. Issuing shares to processors is simply a reallocation of the access to the resource. It amounts to taking access away from one group and giving it to another. Now, the fleet is unanimously opposed to issuing shares to processors. And the reason is if shares given to processors, not all fishermen will likely have the opportunity to catch that fish that the processors hold shares for. Only selected fishermen are likely to be able to catch that fish, and most likely is those that are running the boats that are owned by fish companies. Now, all fishermen in the trawl fishery are paying 5% of their gross revenue to repay a loan for the buyback program that I had mentioned. And if not all fishermen are going to have access to land the fish that is held by the fish processors, then some fishermen are going to be paying 5% of their gross for no benefit of the buyback program. Those boats that are not fishing for the company would be a disadvantage, not fishing on fish company boats would be a disadvantage because they don't have that additional fish. They'd most likely be in a situation very similar to where they were prior to the buyback program, with the addition of having to pay 5% of the gross on their current landings. And these people in this state of the disadvantage are likely going to be the ones that would be forced to sell their shares and get out of the fishery because they weren't making it prior to the buyback. They look forward to the buyback in order to make it. And the likely people to step forward and buy their shares are those that have access to greater capital, which is the fish companies. Thank you.
Thank you, Pete. Jay, you've got the opportunity of 3 minutes if you'd like to respond to anything you just heard.
I'd like to respond on the idea. He brought up the idea of customers. I think that is wholly inaccurate. You look at the long-term relationships that have been established with the boats to the fishermen. You don't see a lot of movement around. It's not like a halibut fishery where you go to sea and you don't know who you're going to sell to. You're going to go on the auction. This is not that kind of fishery. We have dedicated plants with dedicated boats with dedicated fleets that belong to the plants for years and years and years, and to take that relationship and spin it into the fact of a customer is it does not do it justice, because the idea revolves more around the strong relationship of fishing. And one other point, the quota, no matter who has it, goes back to the boats, and the boats and harvest the fishermen are going to catch the fish, irregardless if it's in the hands of a processor or not. So the idea that boats would be left without fish is not necessarily accurate either.
Thank you, Jay.